producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, 855-993-7569. Oh, there's some kind of cool stocking stuffers. Did you see that they now have kind of a Polaroid-like printer that you can use with your smartphone?
Really?
Which I think is kind of cool, yeah. It's called an instant photo lab. It's made in the Netherlands, and I don't understand exactly. The price range is from about $30 to about $150, but apparently you take your smartphone and you can take any of the photographs, and they'll print them the same way that a Polaroid does.
Huh.
Kind of cool, huh?
Yeah, it is pretty cool.
Yeah, and you can get special paper, but I assume that you get the film is probably the same, the pack. I probably have a Polaroid pack somewhere. It's probably all dried out and awful since they haven't made that camera, I think, for probably at least a decade. So,
yeah.
But I think it's a great idea. Wouldn't that be fun at a party? Although you can now send your pictures. You know, you just text them to somebody or whatever.
But yeah. Hmm.
It's kind of a cool idea.
Yeah, it is.
And also on the medical front, they have this new thing I was reading about, which is an ibuprofen patch. Which ibuprofen is very effective.
Yeah,
the question is whether it's any more effective actually than aspirin. But aspirin will upset more people's stomach than ibuprofen. But a lot of people do have stomach problems with ibuprofen. So this is a way that bypasses the stomach. It's a patch. And they have patches for all sorts of things like that. What is it, the Icy Cool or something, which is basically menthol to sort of relieve aches and pains, which actually works pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
But this one, they've developed a delivery system so that it sort of uses time capsules and will deliver a dose over about 12 hours and is a higher dosage than you can get in a pill because it doesn't upset your stomach. And it's not systemic in the same way. It is systemic. I mean, your skin is a semipermeable membrane. But in theory, it's certainly going to hit fewer organs, for example, your stomach and your throat, than a traditional pill is. And a lot of people have trouble with pills. So that's pretty cool. I don't know. I don't think it's available yet. See if it says. I don't think it is. But it's a huge breakthrough. And if they can do it with that, they can do it with aspirin and all sorts of other things as well, presumably. For those of us who have backaches or doing things like going around breaking toes, it's probably not a bad idea to have these kinds of things around. So, and the technology of it is really pretty interesting. I'm now trying to pull it up because there are all these stupid ads that go on. Anyway, so that was. There's also some other kind of good news today in that. I think it would be really tough to be a Muslim today, don't you think? Although We were talking about, who was I talking to, I think, yesterday about, it was Donald Trump's thing about not letting any Muslims into the country, in a country that supposedly has religious freedom. It's probably the first thing that both the Democrats and the Republicans have united against together in probably the history of the universe. But I actually saw a documentary by Amy Berg, who has been nominated for a bunch of documentaries. It's called Prophets Pray, and it's talking about a small sect of Latter-day Saints. It's not Mormons in general. They're called FLDS, which is fundamental, and they split off from the Church of Latter-day Saint, with the idea being that John Smith, one of his major directives was polygamy. And then Brigham Young said no, and so the polygamy has not been part of Church of the Latter-day Saints for a very long time, except that this guy and his father started it, saying no, that was one of the basic precepts. And so they have a huge amount of money because one of the deals is that all the people who are in the group sign over their businesses. And the hallmark is that the prophet who was in charge, who is this guy, who apparently kind of offed his father, supposedly, has 80 wives or some such thing. And the he's actually in prison now because on child porn that they get, he gets like 11 and 12 year old girls and marries them, which means has sex with them. Supposedly the documentary, which now admittedly documentaries have a point of view, and I'm not arguing that at all, but that there are at least, I think that the estimate was at least 100,000 members, and they're United States citizens. They live in the United States. There's a group in Colorado. There's a group in South Dakota. There was a group, I think, in Texas. And they're isolated. They're very obedient to the prophet who says that the only way to get to heaven is to do exactly what I say, that I'm God's prophet on earth. And so they make Waco look like, you know, a kindergarten class, that they are very well organized, they're very obedient, they're well armed, they're isolated. And we're worried about foreign threats. I mean, we have enough homegrown threats, I think, that we can sort of not be politically correct and say that only non-Americans are the threats to us. And I guess that's part of what I wanted to look at a little bit today, of whether political correctness. And again, I'm not arguing with the idea that there are certain words that should not be part of an intelligent person's vocabulary. I mean, they're just inappropriate. They're rude. They're hurtful. They create an atmosphere of self and other, of dehumanization. So I'm not arguing with that. And the question is, have we gone too far? And there are a couple of examples today. One of them you're just going to love. This is in Wisconsin. A school board member has decided that she doesn't want Kermit in kindergarten classes. There's a book called For Every Child, a Better World by Jim Hansen. And she says that it has images of suffering children living in poverty and violence, including one illustration that shows a child living in a box in the rain. Some people have said they were traumatized after reading the book, according to her. It's too graphic, even though these are Muppet characters. There's a lot of war and strife and poverty. I understand that. I just don't know how appropriate that is to be teaching that to a five-year-old. So she is trying to get the book banned. I personally feel that trying to give kids a distorted view of reality doesn't really do them much of a favor. And there's a story that everybody loved about a five-year-old raising money for a homeless person. That the question is, how do we teach people to be kind and empathic? Because there seems to be some evidence that kindness and empathy are not characteristics that we're born with. That it's something that has to be taught and learned. And it would seem to me that one of the ways of teaching children, for example, to be grateful, especially this time of year, is for them to understand that how good their life is, as opposed to what a lot of people have. So, that seems to me a bit extreme. It's now in the hands of the school board. There's also a kind of a parallel story that we didn't do yesterday, but I found, and Jake found for me yesterday, which is a professor, I think it's actually an assistant professor at Yale, who teaches in the psychology department, which I didn't know at the time I read the story, honest. I'm not necessarily defending all psychologists, who was forced to resign, really, or she at least chose to resign. There was a huge protest against her because she said that apparently they put out a directive at Yale saying, be aware of your Halloween costume. You know, no Indian headgear, no tunics, no turbans, no blackface. And she said, look, if Halloween is really a time to kind of run amok and be obnoxious, and, you know, how do we let those kind of feelings out? And there was such an outcry against her that she felt she should resign. So the question is about political correctness. Have we gone too far? Is there such a thing as being too politically correct? It seems to me there's a certain amount of common sense. And not to mention, it would seem to me that we're a country that is based on the notion of free speech. That, you have a right to make a complete fool of yourself if you want. That's kind of the American way. And that people can judge you harshly. People can say, well, you know, that you're a bigot, or I don't like that you said that. But isn't that part of who we are? Is political correctness either political or correct? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRAs, Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common-sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Block It Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Where are my little adorable nurses? 855-993-7569. All right, let's. How about an email? We haven't done one today yet.
Let's see here. We have an email from Marie, and Marie says, Dr. Joy, I have been married for almost 4 years. I met my husband online. He's from Bulgaria. We get along, but my concern is that my husband does not want to have sex with me. We have sex maybe once a year, and I think he does it then to shut me up. I've told him how I feel many times and even cried. I miss his affection, I miss this affection of a man and the need of being wanted. He will not open up to me except to say that he never thinks about it. I am not overweight or ugly by all means, so I'm not sure what's going on. Please help. I'm feeling used and lonely.
Be helpful to know how old you are and how old he is. And what, I mean, it may be one of those things where, I mean, it can be any one of a number of things. It can be that that he's homesick. It may be that he really was looking for a green card rather than a wife. It may be that he's gay. But, I mean, did she say how old she was?
She did not, no.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I rather than viewing him as the enemy or feeling rejected, which I know you're, you know, feeling a little bit of both right now, what I think I would do is just say, look, if this is something that, if you don't want to be married, let's talk about it. If you're, if there's something I could do to make us more physically compatible. But, I mean, this just may be one of those things. I don't know how long you know each other before you got married. If you met online and he's from another country, I don't know if he was there. I mean, there's so many issues that I really don't know about your situation. It's a little hard to be specific. But I think the point being that rather than taking it personally and being upset about it, what I would do is sit down and say to him, look, this may have been a mistake that, you know, I wanted to get married. You wanted to get married. We really didn't know each other. I mean, I'm not even sure that I think counseling is a very good idea. I don't know what the two of you, where you'd start. I don't know whether he has a low libido. I don't know whether he's ever been impotent with you. I don't know whether he's gay. But you don't know either. And I think rather than view it as, if you love me, you'd have sex with me, it's going to make him defensive and you're not going to get any answers. And I think I would just say, look, if the two, I want to have a full tilt boogie relationship. I want to have someone who likes me, who loves me, and hopefully maybe he doesn't want to have children. Maybe he has some mental illness in the family and he's afraid that he would pass on. I think the two of you need to have a serious conversation rather than this kind of antagonistic situation, which I know the two of you find yourself in, and it's because I think you're feeling both lonely and rejected, and that's not a very palatable mix. So sitting down with him and just saying, okay, let's talk about what you want, where you see this relationship going. Because it doesn't mean that you have to go along with whatever he wants. You're a grown-up human being. And it may be that you just wanted to get married. Maybe you were feeling like you were the last one of your group, or your parents wanted you to get married. But so it sounds to me that both of you got into a situation that wasn't exactly what you intended. But it's not because you're anything other than who you are. But I think you need to find out a little bit more about what it is that he has in mind and decide whether or not it makes any sense to you. But rather than taking it personally, and I know it's really hard to have that kind of conversation. I'm not pretending that's an easy thing to do, but I think it's an important thing to do. And the less antagonistic you can be about it, the less unhappy you can be about it, the less tearful you can be about it. Just view it as, I'm trying to think, I don't know what you do for a living or if you have a job outside the home, but let's assume that you and your next door neighbor were having a disagreement and you really didn't understand what the nature of the disagreement was. Instead of going and saying, look, you're really stupid, what you'd say is, look, we're neighbors and we can probably sort this out if you tell me exactly what it is that you want. Okay. And you can do that. I know talking about a sex life is a little different than talking about a fence, but they're basically the same technique of tell me what you want. Let's see if we can't work this out. We may be using the same words and meaning different things. All right, so see if you can not take it personally. All righty, 855-993-7569. You know what? Maybe, what have I got here, about 3 minutes?
About 3 minutes.
All right, so maybe what I'll do is tell you here about theater, because there's only one theater that, although there's a lot of theater coming up, but there's only one piece of theater that we'll sort of do our end run around Judy right now, and I'll tell you about the theater coming up. And one of the reasons I want to tell you about this is because it's a play that I've seen probably at least three or four times and never liked. I like Arthur Miller a lot. I've met him. I don't always love his work, but I've seen A View from the Bridge. I saw it with Anthony LaPaglia. I saw it with Liev Schreiber, and I didn't like it either time. I thought it was overbearing and sort of manipulative. So going to see it again, you know, I figured, well, if you're going to review, you're going to review. And this one comes from the Old Vic Theater, and it is terrific. Part of it is Mark Strong, who's just a terrific actor, plays Eddie. The stage is looks almost like a boxing ring. The scene, it's under two hours, no intermission. The cast is in street clothing and barefoot. The story is that Eddie is a longshoreman who's married to a woman who invites her cousins who are starving to death in Italy to come and live with them. And the idea is that they're illegal aliens. Sound familiar? And so they come and live. And in addition to his wife, Eddie has also become kind of the surrogate father to his wife's sister's daughter. So it's his niece, who is Catherine, who is the only sort of weak spot in the cast, as far as I was concerned, in that the idea is that Catherine's supposed to be kind of a nubile, naive 17-year-old, and Phoebe Fox, I think, is significantly older than that, and she's sexy, but you don't, for a minute, or at least I didn't, buy that she was 17, number one, and number two, her accent kept coming and going. Should have just left it alone. But other than that, this is a terrific play that has some things in it that I think, that I remember at least not being in the other plays. First of all, not only is the illegal alien stuff very timely, number one. Number two, there's a sort of whiff of homophobia in this one, which I don't remember being in the other versions of this. It's just, it's brawny, it's brilliant, it's sexy. It's just an extraordinary production of a play that I really didn't like very much. I'm not going to tell you the last scene, which is just as electric as the first scene, but the idea of how we view our world and how minor things in our world can completely upset our worldview, and the potential that we all have for violence, which I guess is part of a combination of Maria's email and the issue about guns on campus and being politically correct. And somehow, without really intending, I think that this play tackles all of them brilliantly and majestically and elegantly. And you really shouldn't miss it. A View from the Bridge. The rest of my review is at drjoy.com. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Get your planning card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. All right, let's see what people want to be program directors these days.
We got one here from Chuck, and Chuck says, psychologically, why is Donald Trump's rhetoric... why is Donald Trump's rhetoric resonating with segments of U.S. populations, with the U.S. population and not others? What are the root psychological needs being met by buying into or rejecting Trump's rhetoric and proposed solutions? What does the solutions we subscribe to imply about what we believe in about human psychology?
Okay, let's see if we can take those one at a time. First of all, in some ways, the fact that we're talking about political correctness today, I think, is really part and parcel of what Donald Trump's appeal is right now, is that people are tired of... First of all, let me back off even before we talk about the Donald. I don't remember a time in history in the United States, and grant I'm not 400 years old, but I'm not 12 either, where there has been as much distrust as politicians as there is now. And, you know, I was part of the protest generation, so, you know, I'm a boomer. So we certainly didn't trust Johnson particularly. We certainly didn't trust Nixon. But I don't remember a time where there has been such a global, maybe the, let's say ubiquitous, because global, although it probably is, I don't know about the rest of the world, and I don't, you know, that's not exactly what I'm concerned about, but where there has been such a widespread distrust of politicians on every level, on city, on state, on municipal, on the federal level, and not only elected officials, but NSA, the Supreme Court, the FBI, the CIA, I don't think the police, certainly the police department, I don't think I've ever been as aware of the fact that even people who are relatively optimistic about the United States, who are relatively, sympathetic, have felt such a widespread just plain distrust. We don't trust what they're saying. We don't trust what their motives are. We don't trust their ability to not sell out, to not be corrupt, to in any way do the right thing. So if we have that kind of background, somebody speaking plainly is refreshing. Now, the question is, what are they saying plainly? That somebody getting up and saying, okay, it's clear that I'm from another planet, and or let's use the example I just gave of the Fundamental Latter-day Saints, FLDS. This guy's getting up and saying, I'm the prophet, okay? All you have to do to get into heaven is to do exactly as I say. Obedience is primary. Now, that can be enormously comforting if, first of all, your goal is to get into heaven, and second of all, it's certainly a simplistic solution, but simplistic in the land of the paranoid can be very refreshing. So, and I think the fact that Donald sort of has been such a, a lightning rod for both sides, I think speaks as much to the state of distrust and paranoia and dissatisfaction of the country in general as it does to his particular, I'm not even sure that he has a platform per se. I think he just says whatever occurs to him. And having known Donald, I mean, we're certainly not best friends, but I've known him for years, that I think some of what he says for effect. I think that there's probably some degree of sincerity. I'm not sure how much, and I'm not even sure he's sure how much anymore. But to say, it depends what your goal is. If I want to get a huge amount of media attention, all I have to do is repeat the 7 unmentionable words that George Carlin talked about 40 years ago 3 times, and I guarantee you I will make the newspaper. Okay, the point is, to what aim? You know, what am I trying to do here? And if all I want is to be noticed, it's not very hard to do. I could certainly take off all my clothes and walk down Times Square. And that's what the naked cowboy has done. That's what the painted women have done. And it's not very hard to do. So getting attention is not very hard. Getting attention to move people in a certain direction, a little more complicated, because you have to have a direction in mind. Okay, so that answers question number 1 of why have so many people responded so strongly, is because whatever else, whether you like what he says or dislike what he says, he's saying things clearly. Now, the question is, what's his point? What's his agenda? I don't think we know. Do I think Donald is running for president? I do not. I never have. You're going to have a hard time convincing me. Do I think he's more serious about it than he was 6 months ago? Yeah. Because people have sort of gotten on the bandwagon. Do I think he was when he started on this? No, I thought it was a way to publicize his holdings and his TV show and get better speaking engagements and get more money. But I think, you know, when people tell you enough that, oh, hey, yeah, you know, can do this, do I think he has a viable vision for the country? No. Do I think he knows how to get attention? Yes. Does getting attention work in our society? Obviously it does. So let's see. So I'm through what, three of those questions of why do people respond? Because he's plain speaking. Now, whether he's speaking truth or silliness or bigotry or sincerity, it depends on your point of view. I'm not sure that he knows at this moment. Do I think he's running for president? I do not. Do I think he wants attention? I absolutely do. Do I think he's getting attention? Oh, yeah. All right, so what were some of the other questions there, Manny? Okay, well, it doesn't show up on my thing, which is... All right, can you tell me what her name is because it doesn't show up? Brian. Brian, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. I'm sorry I didn't see you there. My machine sometimes works, sometimes doesn't.
It's not a her, it's a me.
I know. Hi, Brian.
Hi. Yeah, anyway, I was just... I know several months ago or a while ago you said you might get the Donald on your show to talk to. And did you ever try to do that? Or
Did you ever have
him on, and did I miss him? Or
no, you didn't miss him. I did try. I will continue to try.
But, I mean, he's getting a lot of publicity and a lot of every day at least, or every couple hours. Donald said this, Donald said that.
Part of it is if Donald comes on the show, I think Donald doesn't know me hugely, but Donald sort of is aware of me.
But you've met him, like you said.
Yeah, I have several times. And I think that whatever else, that whether he remembers that he knows me or not, his staff will. And the likelihood of Donald being able to come on and do a rant is not very high here.
Yeah.
So, I don't let anybody come on and do rants. So.
You're not national TV or anything.
I'm not national TV, and I'm not stupid, and I'm not willing to let people use the show or my audience to do anything other than help us understand issues that are important to all of us.
Yeah, I just had a comment or two about why he is resonating and why so many people, especially conservatives and even a lot of Democrats, are agreeing with a lot of his statements.
A little unclear whether they're agreeing.
Well, what the polls show that he's like 30% or 33%
he's dropping as well. So.
Anyway, that he's saying a lot of things that a lot of people like me who are conservative and not necessarily Republican, but I mean, I voted for Democrats sometimes too, but he's saying a lot of things that I agree with too. I mean, I don't agree with everything that he's saying, but a lot of we need to build the fence, the wall down in the southern border, and finish it.
Well,
like,
but
like
let me just point out.
Congress voted it in, and they never finished it.
Brian, let me just point out one thing about that.
Yeah,
I think
yeah.
whether that was a good solution ever, we now know that the Mexican migration is going the other direction. There were actually like almost 200,000 Mexicans that left the United States
in the last two years. Not just talking about Mexicans, though, and it's not just the Mexicans that are coming through the southern border that are
that
the
is
problem.
True. That is true.
And not all Mexicans are murderers or criminals because the
media... Well,
wait a minute.
Are you disagreeing with the Donald here?
I said I don't agree with everything he says, but
generally
his point of view I do agree with.
So what part do you agree with?
Well, like I said, I agree with that we need to finish the border fence along the southern border. We need to... The Muslim thing that he said, I don't really agree with all of that, but we need to, I think, hold off our letting people just come in, you know, without being checked out. Like, there's a lot of criminals and bad, like these people in San Bernardino or whatever that, you know.
All right, let me put you on hold. You'll come back in just a minute. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Sol Palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work from home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're doing a couple of things all at the same time. I'm doing my multitasking thing. Okay, so here's the deal. We had Brian's question about, Chuck's question, I'm sorry, about Donald Trump. And then we had Brian's call about it. And I think they're part and parcel of the same thing. And you can hear from Brian that he's saying that I'm willing to treat the Donald kind of as a buffet. You know, I can pick here and there. And the problem is, if you get a country that is so disaffected, as I think we are now, that, first of all, anybody speaking their mind about anything just feels better, because at least we know where they stand, as opposed to all the waffling and all the political correctness and all the poll taking and all the flip-flopping. So that the fact that somebody's speaking plainly, even whether we agree with them or don't agree with them, means that we at least feel that they, we know where they stand, as opposed to being completely misled. So I think that's number one. And you can hear, second, as Brian was saying, that I think as you know, we're not children. We don't assume that there will be one candidate that we're going to agree with everything that that candidate says. And we're just so unwilling and so used to having people lie to us that somebody telling us something that we don't particularly like, if they tell us other things that we do like, we're kind of willing to give them a bit of a buy, which is, I think, why there's much more widespread support, at least temporarily, although it does seem to be dropping for Donald than one might ordinarily assume, is because I don't know that there's anybody agrees with everything he says, but most people agree with something he says, or at least maybe 33% of the population. And feeling like here's at least somebody who will tell us what they believe as opposed to lie to us and mislead us makes us feel a little less stupid. Believing somebody who's lying to us makes us feel much stupider than sort of repudiating somebody or willing to accept somebody who tells us something we don't want to hear, but at least they're honest about it. So, and I think there is, maybe that's the kind of resonating factor of, well, at least he's being honest. I'm not sure that's true, to be quite honest, but it certainly seems like it, especially in the context we're talking about. So, Manny, read me the last kind of question that that Chuck had about the psychology of the Donald.
What are the root psychological needs being met by buying into or rejecting Trump's rhetoric and proposed solutions?
That we're not feeling so stupid. We're not being misled. And I think, as I said, I kind of accidentally kind of stumbled onto it. Is if you say to me, Joy, I think you're fat, it may hurt my feelings and I may not be very happy about it, but it's much better than if you say, Joy, you're just beautiful and I overhear you telling somebody that I'm fat. And believe it or not, if you'd been upfront with me about it, it might hurt my feelings, but it feels much better than my thinking that you thought I was really gorgeous and you really think I'm fat. And I think that's what the nature of the country is at this moment, is we are so damn tired of being lied to. And I think it's ubiquitous. It goes across the board. I mean, and when somebody puts out, I asked somebody if they believed the FBI today, and they said, well, they believe the FBI more than the CIA. I mean, that's not necessarily a good thing. And the NSA that supposedly couldn't spy on us anymore still is. I mean, I think we've just gotten to the point in this country where we're saying we don't trust anybody. And so even somebody who says things that we think are outrageous or that we don't agree with, at least they're saying things. At least we have the sense that they're being honest, whether they are or not. And as you hear me say all of the time, the perception is more important than the reality sometimes. And that's the perception right now. I think we're a country that's fed up. And if I didn't believe it before, when I said this earlier this week, okay, tell me what this country does better than anything else, we got a huge number of responses, most of which were negative, which was completely... Weren't you surprised by that, Manny? Maybe not as many.
On the surface, a little surprised, but not. I wasn't really completely surprised because it is. We do kind of live in a much more cynical society today than we have.
Well, I guess part of it is I'm just so used to my listeners being kind of upbeat and positive and seeing the positive in things that that I was really somewhat taken aback by how many people were just so angry and frustrated and dispirited.
But it's, I mean, we have, over the years, become a much more cynical and sarcastic, society. I mean, that's just kind of, it's kind of where we're at.
You know, the joke is that everybody can be an optimist at 20. It's harder to be an optimist at 40. And if you scratch the heart of a pessimist, they're an optimist who got their heart broken. So.
Yeah.
And I think to a certain extent that's who we are right now, is that we're a country that really wants to believe, and it's becoming more and more difficult, and as such, we just feel that we've been conned. I also wanted to get, just because we were talking about it earlier, that today is was the election of the first African-American governor of Louisiana in 1872, PBS Pinchback. There have been three since then. He was a Republican. All three have been Democrats. And it took another 118 years for the second one, which was Douglas Wilder, who was governor of Virginia in 1990. And then Deval Patrick in Massachusetts from 2007. I was not living there. I was living in New York then. But I was living in New York in 2008 when David Paterson became governor of New York. And I've known David because Dave was an interesting guy because he was the lieutenant governor under Spitzer, and Spitzer had to resign. And so then he became the governor and then was elected. And, you know, he and I worked at the same radio station, and sort of I would be on his program. And he was actually a fan, which is really nice, before I ever met him. And a very charming man. Legally blind, it turns out, interestingly enough.
I remember
but,
that, yeah.
Yeah, he said he never really wanted to be governor, that he thought lieutenant governor was the coolest job in the state because he had access to power, he got invited to all the cool parties, and he really didn't have much to do, and then he became governor. He was very honest about it, so a very interesting guy. I have to send him off an email and see what he's doing these days. But there have been a number of governor who was appointed acting governors, but we were looking at people that were actually elected. So there you go. And it's interesting that of the four, two of them were in the South. So there you go.
Yeah.
All righty. Would you have guessed that?
I would not have guessed that. Although, I mean, I think what's even more interesting is, you know, you go back to PBS Pinchback, you know, he was elected in 1872. I mean, and this was, you know, and he was in Louisiana. It was in the South.
Yeah.
And, you know, this
right
was
right after the Civil War.
Yeah, this was not long after that. Yeah, so that's pretty interesting.
Yeah, yeah. It was, I had two little old maiden aunts who lived during Reconstruction, and they were very old when I met them. And they, at one point, I was teasing them, and I said, did that mean I could join the DAR? And they said, oh, darling, you know, we were on the other side. UDC, United Daughters of the Confederacy, you're on the wrong side, darling. So there, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, a principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.